Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our first guest in the second hour is somebody who is no stranger to the state of Florida. Grew up in Tallahassee, in fact. It went the long way to come back home. Actually, I remember him when he was at Clemson. And from what I do remember, he was supposed to transfer to Florida A&M, but I guess he ended up at the Citadel. And Coach Willie Simmons is kind enough to join us from Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Wow, it took you a while to get back home, didn't it?
Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, you know, usually you go through an entire summer and spring and, you know, you'll see some of the coaches on the sideline and everybody missed, you know, seeing the coaches the last 2 years. But you guys have done something really, really good. You've kind of rekindled the spirit of FAMU and a lot of Rattler Nation, no matter where it is in South Florida, has a new vibe, and they feel real good about the program and where it's moving, and that's something that hasn't happened in a long time. Talk about how it's gotten to this point and what you guys are doing this summer to further enhance that.
Well, you know, I like to attribute our relative success to first and foremost, these amazing young men. You know, I took over a program, I guess, going into 4 years ago that had not had a lot of success. When I took over the program, I saw a talented team. I saw a group of talented individuals. And right. So our job as a coaching staff was to take those talented individuals and turn them into a team. And a team that had a lot of pride in Florida A&M. And so that's what we began the process of doing. The first thing I did was make sure that every team member knew the alma mater, that they understood the rich history and tradition that we were a part of. And once we were able to do that, I think everything else kind of fell into place. And so fast forward 3 years later, we're back to being one of the top HBCUs on the FCS landscape, and looking forward to a great season moving forward as we enter our new era as being members of the Southwestern Athletic Conference.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That's huge because when you look at the programs and the schools, you know, academic schools in that conference, I mean, they're all banner schools as well. And getting your program, which has always been known as a school that produces such tremendous people in the working world, one of the best pharmacy schools in the world. Back in the day, you looked at the agricultural that it brought to the all the communities in North Florida. Talk about that. Because you're selling an education to these parents who want this type of atmosphere for their kids, but at the same time to walk away from that school with something positive and more than just a football career.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, man. And I tell recruits and parents and even coaches all the time. Most coaches, head coaches, talk about their programs and how great the universities are. As the head coach, but I don't just say it as the head coach of Florida A&M. I say it as an individual who's seen it firsthand. You know, my mom was the first of six in her family to graduate from Florida A&M. And within that six, we have engineers, we have pharmacists, we have, you know, law enforcement, we have, you name it. I've seen the way that it's transformed our family coming from grandparents who, my grandfather had a third grade education, and my grandmother got pregnant with my mom at 15. And so to go from that to having a family full of graduates, their kids are all college graduates, you know, and just continuing that legacy on and on, just speaks to the level of education that you can get at Florida A&M. So we're blessed to be able to sell that to prospective student athletes and their parents, because at the end of the day, that's the most important part. Everyone wants to make it to the NFL, but the main thing is being able to get a quality education, one that you can use to better yourself, better your family, and that's what we're able to provide here in the High Seven Hills.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Head coach Willie Simmons joining us, Florida A&M University. And, you know, I was thinking, I mean, here you grew up. You were talking about family members, but you grew up kind of in the shadow of the school too, and you remember probably growing up because you were a highly rated quarterback coming out of school, and I remember that, and you went to Shanks, and certainly you know the landscape of what North Florida, the Big Bend area, going you know right through over to Jacksonville. You probably know that as well as anybody, not just from growing up there, but from your years of coaching, because you got to remember when you take a look back at it, when you were at Clemson or when you were at Middle Tennessee or Alcorn or Prairie View, you were always looking for Florida players. Talk about that, because you knew the secret, much like Willie Taggart does and a lot of players who grew up here. They know how talented and how gifted the athletes are, and I know you guys do your best to try to make that a huge part of your football roster. But talk about that, having such an amazing state from talent standpoint to choose from.
Oh, well, I tell you, Larry, it's really a gift and a curse because the state is so good in high school football. Everywhere we go, we get the same thing. You know, you're not recruiting enough guys from this area. So if we're in North Florida, we're here. You know, you're not getting enough guys from North Florida. If we go to Jacksonville,
right,
we're not getting enough from Jacksonville. Then we go to Orlando, then Tampa, then South Florida. And I have to explain to people, this state is so large. It's so big, and
yep,
there's so many great football players throughout the state, from Pensacola all the way down to Miami. And so us, it's very difficult to try to, one, identify the right type of prospective student athlete, and then, two, go toe-to-toe with all of the group of fives, all of the FCS programs that recruit this great state of Florida. And so, you know, I like to say we've done a really good job. We have a balanced roster. I actually did the numbers last week, and we have players from basically every major area of Florida, probably with the exception of West Florida, the Pensacola area. We haven't had as much success there, but look at the fact that we have 35 players on our team from South Florida. We have, you know, over 10 from Orlando, over 10 from the Tampa area, over 15 from the Jacksonville area, and over 15 from the Big Bend area. And so we've combed the entire state, and we feel like we have a really, really balanced roster of you know, great, just good football. And you get a little bit different. You know it, because you've been doing it for a long time. You know, you get that ruggedness, you know, of the Big Bend boys, maybe not as big, as fast, as strong, but just, you know, that's all we do, country boys who love football. And you get the talent and just that edge of the South Florida guys, and then the mixture in between. So, but again, it is a challenge. I think you ask every coach who recruits Florida, we probably all share the same sentiment.
You know, Coach, when you go out, and I know you guys go out a lot speaking engagements, because you need to reach out to the alumni and a lot of the people who have followed this awesome program for so many years. What's the feedback? What do you generally get? Because I know there's a lot of those rubber chicken dinners that you have to go to. I mean, and they're great, because that's how your program's being funded. But what is the voice from those alumni and those supporters to you and to this program?
Well, I tell you what, it's been great, and I'm glad that we're doing it. You know, I don't know how much of that we did before I got here, but even this year, you know, the two basketball coaches, men's and women's basketball, the athletic director, we've been going on this statewide tour. And nice. We've been to Jacksonville, been to Tampa, Orlando, and we'll be, as a matter of fact, in Miami this week on Thursday. I won't be there, but some of the coaches will be there this Thursday. But the reception has been amazing, very supportive. They're really giving more than they've ever given before. But the biggest thing is we're just educating them on the entire athletic department. There are a lot of things that our alums don't really know. A lot of people think that athletics is this big cash cow, you know, and that this money's just flowing off the trees. And the school can just, you know, bail us out if we're in trouble, or, you know, we just have this overabundance of resources. And the reality that we are self-sustaining, just like every other state school in the system, is a shock to many individuals. And so just getting that message out, you know, telling them how important it is for them to support, for them to give, I think has been the biggest thing that we've been able to do. And the fact that we're able to get out again, you know, following this pandemic.
Yeah, good stuff. Coach Willie Simmons, the head coach at Florida A&M, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy schedule. I know you guys got a lot going on, and you guys have been doing extremely well during the summer. A lot of people taking. I can only judge by a lot of the photos that they're taking from your campus. So, and that's a good thing. I like it. It's a great thing for parents, for the kids to get out this summer and see some of the schools instead of just hearing other people's words. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys September 5th down at Hard Rock.
Yep. Well, we'll be there, and I know you guys will be in a throng of people, a lot of Rattler fans, and you know that there are a lot of them in this area. Coach Willie Simmons, thanks so much for what you guys have done, and certainly moving forward, it's a great program, and as a lot of people said. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.